This is a story of a guy's first visit to the ocean, a moving experience that prompted him to bring a starfish home to prove that he was a tourist. It's been floating around in my head for many years. Here's the poem that came from this allegedly true story. Home Movies, A Starfish Odyssey. Here I am, sliding down sea rocks at low tide to the starfish. Symmetrical evidence to take home and prove that I am a tourist. Here I am in frame two, placing the starfish into a plastic bag, tying my treasure to the bumper of my car. Keeps it cool, I say to Helen, who thinks I'm a fool. Going to all the trouble for a starfish, which is going to rot anyway. Here I am driving down Tofino Highway, heat blankets like hell, which, I say to Helen, is hotter in the summer. She has one foot on the dashboard, trying to cool off another kind of hell. Drive faster, she yells as she searches for more breeze. I feel like pulling off into the rainforest to look for mushrooms. In frame three, I'm in a service station, wondering why everyone is staring at me. It smells, smirks the attendant. Oh, I forgot about my starfish, I say apologetically. But the dead smell, don't they? Helen barks. Don't be stupid. The attendant wants to be helpful. Boil it for 2 hours, he says, to get the smell out. I tell him that my starfish will lose its essence that way, but he, who can take the sea for granted, wants to know who cares. I care. So here I am in a motel kitchenette, boiling starfish at 2 a.m. to prove that I am a tourist. Here I am, home at last, showing neighbor Bill my starfish. It's pretty squishy, he observes, and begins to laugh until he sees my eyes, which are as deep and wild as the sea from which I pulled my starfish. Helen pushes a shovel into my hands. I dig and bury my starfish, satisfied that I have proved that I am a tourist. In this final frame, it is spring. I'm looking at the clump of deep green grass in the middle of my lawn. I try to explain to Helen that she doesn't understand the relationship of things, but I don't tell her that I now know a little more about how Penelope must have felt.